Okay, we'll move on to agenda item five, PR-2023-008608, SD-2024-000052, preliminary final plat, Cartesian Surveys, Inc., agents for Enrico C. Quintana and Michael J. Gallegos, request aforementioned action for all or a portion of Lot 12, Block 7, Unit 5, Volcano Cliff Subdivision, Zone R1D, located at 8035 Kibo Drive Northwest between Rimrock Drive Southwest and Shiprock Court Northwest, containing approximately 0.2697 acres. Mr. Mulhern, are you still in the audience?
Yes, good afternoon. This is Ryan Mahal with Cartesian Surveys, Inc. Address PO Box 44414, Rio Rancho, New Mexico, 87174, serving as agent.
And do you swear and affirm to tell the truth?
I do swear.
Okay. You want to do a short presentation?
Certainly. So, this replat is being conducted in order to formalize the approved vacation of a public utility easement on the south of the lot.
I thought you were brain.
And so we are
Okay.
looking for approval of the plat that has no changes to the lot lines, just eliminating the easement in the record. I will note that I very recently sent a revised version of the plat to planning that has an updated note for the open space landscape buffer. Per sort of city requests. So that's kind of a new development. But other than that, we await comment. Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Mullen. Any public, we're on agenda item number five. Any member of the public that wishes to comment on agenda item five, please raise your hand or unmute. Okay, seeing none, we'll go to the Water Authority, Mr. Gutierrez.
Yeah, this is David Gutierrez, the Water Authority. Just want to note that my comments, the memo, does not show the right cases. It was the previous vacation, but still, we don't have any objections or comments for the plat. Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Gutierrez. We'll go to code enforcement, Mr. Boylan.
This is Jacob Boylan speaking on behalf of code enforcement. Code enforcement has no objections to this.
Thank you, Mr. Boylan. And I'll move on to Parks and Recreation, Ms. Phelan.
Hi, this is Whitney Phelan with Parks and Recreation. So my only comment was if we could edit the open space note on the plat, which I think Mr. Mulhall mentioned. We're having folks put a little more clearly that there's a required 45-foot landscape buffer. Or the actual buffer line could, be dashed and notated on the plat drawing itself, but just a little more clarity that it's major public open space, and that's for when any potential site plans for development would come in, so our staff know that the boundary needs or the buffer needs to be followed.
This is Jay Rodenbach. I've got Mr. Mulhall's revised plat up here. He's got the open space note and he's got the dotted line for the 45-foot open space landscape buffer. I believe this is being shared with everyone.
Could you
Okay, that looks perfect. Thank you.
So, Mr. Mulhern, so I have a question. So, do you have a site plan that shows where the building is in relation to that buffer line?
Yeah, this is Ryan Mulhall with Cartesian Surveys. We did also provide a site sketch that shows that the existing residence is bisected in a way by the landscape buffer, but we did receive comments that it was going to be considered a non-conforming item there.
So is it your testimony that the building was built before the IDO was enacted?
I don't know about that timing. Just that the comments that we received suggested that that was going to be the way that this was treated was that structures are allowed within the buffer area if they already exist.
Okay. We'll keep moving on. We'll get to that when we get to planning. Ms. Phelan, anything else on Parks and Recreation?
Nope, that was all I had. Thank you.
Okay, we'll move on to hydrology. Mr. Chin.
Tiquan Chair, Hydrology. Hydrology has an approved gradient drainage plan with engineer stamp date of December 10th, 2020. Hydrology has no objection.
Thank you, Mr. Chin. We'll move to Mr. Armijo.
Ernest Armijo, Transportation. Justification letter to allow sidewalk to remain 4.2 feet is acceptable. We have no objections.
So Mr. Armijo, I had a question on this because I believe the requirement is 5 feet, right? But that's an existing sidewalk that's built.
That is correct.
And you're fine with that?
I am.
Okay. We'll move on to planning. And I didn't write down who provided the comments.
Mr. Hearing Officer, this is Jacob Boyle, and I was the commenter for this particular
item. Okay.
So the first thing was demonstrate compliance with the 45-foot landscape buffer on the plat. It looks like you are showing that currently.
So let me just ask a clarification question. So with the landscape buffer requirements under the IDO, it allows buildings to be in that 45-foot buffer. Is that my understanding? Mr. Rodenbeck, you've got your hand up.
Yeah, this is Jay Rodenbeck. Not sure about that. They went through building permit a couple years ago, I believe, for the actual residence itself. So I can't. Okay, there we go. Mr. Webb just confirmed it was constructed in 2020. I don't know if that 45-foot open space buffer existed at the time. The IDO certainly did. But the building has been constructed, they've got occupancy, you know. When it comes to the pool, I can confirm that I had staff pull up the building permit for the pool. The permit's been issued, and the plans for the pool confirm that it's outside the 45-foot buffer. It's right up abutting it, but it's outside the buffer. And I don't know if Mr. Boylan has I thought we digitized that those plans for the pool, but they clearly show that it's outside the buffer.
Yeah, and it appears from the revised sketch that pool's outside of the buffer as well. Ms. Wolfley, you have your hands ready.
Yes, Mr. Hearing Officer, this is Jolene Wolfley. So these lots were platted some time ago before there was this requirement for a landscape buffer. If they come in to replat, a little bit like is happening now, then we apply the 45-foot buffer. But obviously, if their home is already constructed, then, you know, that is there. And we also have to be reasonable if, you know, if they can no longer build a home there, that would be a taking. So if for these properties that are on the edge of major public open space, if they don't replat, they can build their home on their lot, because those were the conditions at the time that they platted these lots. But if they come back and touch their property in some way to replat, that's when we look at these new requirements and try to come to terms with the 45-foot buffer and its implications for the property owner.
Okay. I think that's, thank you for clarifying that, because it did raise that question, only because we've had the 45-foot buffer come up over the last year and a half on number of cases. And that's kind of what I was anticipating, was that it was an existing condition prior to the adoption of the IDO. I think it's clear. I'm not even going to, I was going to suggest a finding, but I think I'm okay with how everything is moving forward. Jay, did you have any other comments on agenda item 5?
This is Jay Robeck. No, I do not, Mr. Hearing Officer.
Okay. Mr. Mulholm, did you have any final comments?
No, this is Ryan with Cartesian. I just apologize for not introducing the determination for that sidewalk width and it terminating against open space being, you know, one of the reasons, obviously. Thank you.
No worries. Okay, with that, I am going to approve the case number 5, PR-2023-008608, SD-2024-00052, preliminary final plat, because the application meets all the applicable requirements of the IDO and the DPM. I don't believe there was any conditions on this other than, Jay, you have your,
Well, this is Jay Rodenbeck. I just want to make sure. Yeah, I was going to check with Mr. Boylan. If we do have any conditions of approval, we just need to put those in the chat.
So this is Ryan with Cartesian. I just want to note that the DXF has been approved, and okay. I did send an updated plat that has the application and other numbers on it, as well as the approval date of today.
Okay. Then it's a rare no objection from planning, I guess.
Mr. Mulhern, you're gonna lead the charge with all the rest of the applicants. Okay, Mr. Boylan, did you have any other conditions that you? I didn't see any.
No other conditions, Mr. Hearing Officer. They were just met.
Okay. So with that, Mr. Mulhern, good luck.
Thank you.
And I need to ask staff, do you guys need a break? You guys have been at it for 2 hours. Does everybody need a break, or do you want to continue moving forward?
I say a little break, but up to everybody else.
We'll take a break to 11:30.
Excuse me, Mr. Hearing Officer, why don't we finish case number 6, and then we'll naturally take a break before we start number 10.
Number 7? No, 7 is still...
Oh, I forgot. I'm sorry. I have an older agenda. It doesn't have...
That's right.
Let's take a break now. Yeah.
You had the older agenda today. I did. We'll take a short break till 11:30. Thank you.